This is Ryan Vasan for iTube's daily coverage. I'm joined by Dr. James Lewis of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Thank you very much for joining us, Dr. Lewis.
My pleasure.
So you were here at the conference discussing your Captain Video series. Tell us about that.
Yes, I have a course with Dr. Steve Slade, and it's to get people aware of the developments in high-definition video. We all know it at home. We have our cable box, and out comes HD video, and we can't even live with standard definition video. But it's time to say goodbye to standard definition and go to HD. The products are affordable now, and we can start moving medical education and patient information to the HD format that has won us over in the living room. It's time to win us over in the operating room and in the office at the slit lamp.
What are the advantages you see in this technology and the way you present it to other people that it's worth upgrading?
Can you imagine watching a football game in standard definition now? It's almost inconceivable. The improvements are hard to describe. It's just where we need to be. Better resolution, better color, larger screen size, and crisper images. And when we're trying to teach the subtleties of eye surgery or diagnosis of ocular disease, the more the merrier. We typically will fly to someone's operating room to watch them do surgery, because nothing that we saw recorded on DVD or elsewhere gave us the kind of clarity and resolution to help us reproduce the same procedure. Now we can transfer that knowledge much more effectively with the level of detail in HD.
And can you tell us about how it impacts patient care as well?
Well, social media, iTube, YouTube, and just videos in the office setting, patients are expecting HD quality, and we can produce them ourselves, make them more relevant to our patients by using HD quality footage. Particularly if we want to educate patients about implants, what the postoperative eye looks like, what the surgery looks like, that's how we're best going to be able to do that. I have an HD video on the Visian ICL, for example, and it has over 1 million hits because it just exceeds the quality. Not so much the surgery necessarily, but the image quality that both the educated, the physicians involved, as well as the people looking for that procedure, want and demand. So we can afford HD cameras in the operating room now. They have become, the tools to work with the video images are much more available, affordable. The compression algorithms that make dealing with large file sizes is more palatable, and the editing programs are no longer focused on standard definition, but rather the full HD video.
What would you say the cost range is in outfitting a clinic or a surgical setting with this HD technology?
Well, part of the course talks about the different options available. But you can do a respectable job setting up one operating room for little over $10,000. If you want to basically produce BBC quality material, you might need as much as $30,000 or $35,000 worth of material. But I expect these cameras and recording apparatus to be state of the art for maybe a decade. So it's not an impossible reach.
There's so much information, so many gadgets, so much detail. We've put all the course information up on the website, as well as examples of what your video should look like. And it's captainvideo.org.
Great. Thank you very much for speaking with us, Dr. Lewis.
My pleasure.